Hey everybody, I hope things are going well in your world. I am about to go to Calgary in about 3 weeks to do the Calgary Expo, and I was kind of ho-humming it, or hum-hawing it, whichever one is more apt at this time, but I do have an update that makes it a little bit more, I think, enjoyable for me. And don't get me wrong, I always enjoy it to some extent, but just in terms of celebrity guests, I'd seen a lot of them the previous year. I think I'd mentioned in a previous episode. However, there's some of the cast of Letterkenny going to this one. And so I am looking forward to hopefully seeing some Q&A and getting some pictures done with them. So that is a little bit of a turn of events. So yeah. I also saw a really wicked movie this afternoon, Monkey Man. I might do an episode of it in the future, so I won't go into it in depth because that's not what this episode is about. But I just thought I'd drop the recommendation that absolutely go see that movie. It is so awesome. I think that it's great. So, yeah, if you like action movies, have a go see. So today I am going to go over Buffy the Vampire Slayer because I haven't went over episodes or any of the movie since almost the beginning. So I thought I'd go over episode 3, which is titled Witch. And so it is season 1 and it's kind of a very, dry kind of hockey kind of show to start off with. And it kind of sets up some of the lore for the future seasons, but you wouldn't know it in this episode because it kind of seems of like a monster of the week sort of episode. And so I am going to go over what the plot line is for it. So it is basically a metaphor into people that are, were big in high school, then they project that same drive to be popular, to be seen onto their children. So it also starts the first kind of taste of magic in that it has usually drawbacks in it, and that magic always requires some sort of price. Which I kind of like in that episode because otherwise magic is seen pretty hokey, but the concept of it having a price is always very interesting. So, and as like I said before, it sets up the whole piece around witches and witchcraft for the universe. So the episode opens with Buffy trying to embrace some normalcy in her life by trying out for the Sunnydale High cheerleading squad. But similar to Peter Parker, her attempt at a regular teenage life quickly turns around when there's accidents that begin to start happening to the cheerleading tryouts. The first one, most notable, which I thought was super cool back in the day, not cool because of somebody getting hurt, but just how it started, was a girl who was doing her cheer, her hands all of a sudden spontaneously combust. And then the accidents just seem to get more weird and dangerous after that. There's a beginning suspect in the first part of the show, Amy Madison, who is very quiet, very unassuming, and she's trying out for the team as well. Buffy and her friends, Xander and Willow, which starts off the whole Scooby Gang piece, begin to investigate that. And then they uncover that Amy's under very intense pressure from her mother, Catherine, who was a former cheerleader who seems very obsessed with her daughter making the squad. As the investigation deepens, Buffy uncovers a disturbing truth. And the truth is this. The real Amy has been switched with her mother, Catherine, and Catherine's the witch, not Amy. But for a while, they were doing the whole, this must be Amy, and then the switcheroo happened to show Catherine. Catherine swapped bodies with her daughter to relive all of her high school glory days and has been using black magic to eliminate the competition. This twist brings to, like I was mentioning before, this twist brings the themes of parental pressure, identity, people who peak in high school and then try to find some way to remain relevant in their adulthood. Then there's a big climax, and here comes a spoiler. There's a dramatic confrontation between Buffy and Catherine, who's in Amy's body, at the school science lab, where Catherine plans to cast a spell on Buffy. With the help of Giles, Buffy manages to deflect the spell, which rebounds onto Catherine, which, to be quite honest, was a very, very cheesy way of doing it, but oh well, that's the way things go in this universe, because it's similar to a superhero universe where not everything is high drama. Some of it can be quite cheesy, like Marvel in its heyday. But the spell rebounds, hits Catherine, sends her into her own cheerleading trophy, which is a delicious irony in my opinion. So the episode wraps up with the real Amy being restored to her body and Buffy reflecting on the dangers that come with her role as a slayer. And then it kind of ends on this piece where Catherine is trapped in the trophy, looking on as the Scooby Gang goes and carries on with their day. So it had these two pieces. It had, I don't know if this was planned, but again, like I said, it was a monster of the week kind of story. But it also provides a little bit of openness for something that can be used to draw upon extra stories for the future, as well as sets up a long-standing theme that'll come up, whereas like Buffy is similar to Spider-Man, where she is always having to forsake a normal life for her responsibilities, and her constant bemoaning of those responsibilities is going to be something that keeps coming up in later seasons. Now, I did like it. I did like the episode. I thought that it was quite emblematic of some of the, it sets up the theme that will become such a strong, pervading kind of theme, almost to the point of beating a dead horse later on, around saying, you know, I don't get to be normal. I have to be the Slayer at all times. And I think they would have been very, very not cool to do it the other way, where she just didn't really care about being a Slayer and she was always just trying to serve her own needs. I don't think it could have done that. But it's kind of interesting to see how it starts off on a kind of a light note, but it ends up being something such a driving force in the show later on. And again, like I said, very much a central theme also of magic itself is really how you use it. But there's always a price. There's always some type of debt to be paid when you're using magic to influence others, alter the course of what nature has put out. So there's some governing rules to the universe for magic, which I like. It's not just simple, hey, I got powers and I can do whatever I want with them. It's way more how you use the magic is going to dictate onto what happens. You use the dark arts, there's a price. You use natural or white magic, which, you know, I don't know if that's the way they termed it. I think they used that, or the white magic or the light magic. Which, you know, it's very simplistic and calls back to the earlier problematic days around describing those things. And so I don't really would say that I support the terminology associated with it, but basically there is a good and moral way to use magic. And then there is an unethical way to use magic, which leads to, like I said, the price having to be paid, which never works out well for anybody. So if you like Buffy, I'd check it out. It's very subtle. Like I said, maybe they come up with this later on and then he just kept drawing upon it. But it could be a throwaway episode in terms of its actual plot. There's no big surprises, but it does set up some stuff for the universe later on. So that would be Buffy's Witch. So I hope you're having a great day. I'm going to try and get something, another episode to drop before I go to Calgary, because I want to talk about Calgary, you know, in the one after that. Hopefully I do. So without further ado, take care, and we will connect again soon. Bye-bye.